we moved to Richmond maybe like the summer of 2004. And within maybe 6 months, one of our neighbors who we hung out with was diagnosed with lung cancer. It was a, you know, horrible, painful thing. She had a young daughter, 8 years old, right after the funeral. It was probably maybe it was a day or two after. You know, we were gathered like we do on our block at their house. And after we went back home, Chip, my neighbor, called me and said, "Listen, I want all the women on the block to come over and try on her clothes and shoes or see if there's anything you want." And after I hung up, I told my husband, "I'm horrified. I can't do this. You know, she just died." And we all went and picked things out, and it was such an emotional experience. But I remember sometime in the night getting a song about all of her pretty dresses. As it unfolded, I had to go to a neighbor who played guitar and say, "Jeff, show me how to play this song." You know, I knew the tune, but I didn't know what chords to use. It was a very sad song. "All your pretty dresses were laid out in order. We're crossing some border. It doesn't seem right." And I was the chorus, I got somebody to help me make the chorus not so sad, but the chorus was about, "Isn't it just like you to just keep on giving to those of us living down here below?" So it was, you know, sort of like a song to her, so I called it Song for Linda. Then after that, I kept getting songs, and I think I really embarrassed my two sons, who were like middle school and high school age, and they were like, "Oh my God, Mom, did you write another song?" I was like, "Yeah, I can't help it." And then I was asked by, I ran and met somebody that said they wanted a song for this event called the River City Saunter. And I said, "Really, what do you want it to be about?" And she said, "About Richmond." And so that became another song that I wrote about Richmond. So the chorus was really simple. Do the River City Saunter. Take time to wander. History awaits you. The James River will take you.
James River will take you. If you listen, just watch and pray. Richmond's got some visit well paid. Even call a brother Gabriel. Slaves who built this capital. Irish workers at Tredegar. Presidents and governors. Prisoners on the
Unmonumental is produced by Kelly Libby, WVTF Radio IQ and Air.
With support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
We had help this week from Allison Quantz.
Special thanks to the Richmond Public Library.